The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
It is 6:43. You know the drill here. You need to tell us about kids doing great stuff that we need to know about. And you can do that at WGNradio.com. Just search Kid of the Week and tell us about great kids doing great things. Jeremy Morita is nominated this morning by his principal. Jeremy's not your typical kid. He's very busy. He's got an avid love for fishing. When's the last time you went fishing, Dave? You been fishing lately?
I have not been fishing. Yeah. I love to fish.
Can I take you fishing?
I'd love to go fishing.
I know where there's a large body of water near here.
I can see one over your right shoulder and your left shoulder.
Jeremy's standing by on the phone now because we also want to ask him about his fantasy football team and about his baseball situation and tell him he's a kid of the week because everybody's got something going on, and regardless of what Jeremy has in his life, he's always upbeat and happy and stuff. And good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
Good.
And what's this fisherman thing? How come you love to fish?
Just me and my friends just getting together.
Yeah. So you like to get together and fish with your friends. What's the best fish you ever caught?
Probably this year, probably my 20-inch pike.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Hey, Jeremy, what kind of bait did you use for that?
Minnow.
Oh, minnow. Okay.
Minnow. All right.
I like to fish for Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. Do you ever get those?
No,
that's ridiculous. What am I talking about? You're kid of the week, which means you're the special kid this week, the kid getting it done, the kid we're highlighting here. Your principal seems to be quite fond of you. What are you doing in school that makes everybody notice you?
So, on Friday, this autistic kid, he can't talk, so he uses an iPad.
Uh-huh.
And Friday was his birthday.
Okay.
So his aide asked me to sit by him, and I said, okay, I'll sit by him.
So you hung out with a kid that has had a couple of special hurdles in life? I mean, you know what that's like. We all do, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to be, you don't want to stand out where people don't want to hang out with you. That's just silly. So I'm glad you did that. You're a good kid. That's my point here. I hate to break it to you, Jeremy. You're a star.
You know what? And being kind is like the number one thing that the world needs more of.
Amen to that.
So good for him. He made that kid's name was Austin. You got somebody cool like Jeremy sitting next to you on your birthday. That had just made his day.
Yeah. Jeremy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a fisherman.
A fisherman.
Fisherman, there you go.
Well, you got a nice start.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a lot of experience.
Yeah, right?
You can have a lot of experience. Yes, Dave, you have a thought.
Yes, who's the best player on your fantasy football team?
Right now, probably either Saquon or Mike Evans.
Oh, okay, Saquon Barkley is off to a good start. Caught a lot of passes the other night.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of moves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moves. Listen, it's great talking to you, Jeremy. We want you to know that we appreciate you being a good kid, so we made you Kid of the Week, and you get Lou Malnati's Pizza. You like pizza?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. That's positive. And an Apt gift card, so your family can take you to Apt Electronics, maybe get some new headphones or whatever you want to get there.
Right.
All right?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Stop talking to me now. Go fishing.
I got to get ready for school.
Well,
that's
it. That
gets in the way of fishing.
All right, pal. Hold on. There you go.
Do they have fishing stuff at Apt?
Oh.
Because they have everything else.
That's a great point. They probably have a lake.
Yep.
Yeah. They got that fountain. You could probably just drop a line in there and catch a
trout
pike.
Yeah.
They probably have a fish finder, like one of those electronic
like
type things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So thanks to Jeremy's principal, thanks to his family, thanks to Jeremy. You know, kids like that who have special needs, who have that kind of attitude. It reminds me of my brother, right? My brother's always positive. And you try to find the best in other people, and you try to be happy every day. You know, the rest of us could learn a lesson from that.
And opening up your circle. I think kids, he didn't just stay with his regular circle. Helping that other kid out for his birthday is really special.
That's great. Absolutely great.